You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russia says it is tightening trade sanctions on Ukraine and will ban Ukrainian food products from January 1st in relation to Kyiv's sanctions and its free trade deal with the European Union. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Besides a bloody conflict in the east, Ukraine now faces a trade war with Russia. Moscow says it will apply new tariffs on Ukrainian exports from January 1st, when Kyiv's free trade deal with the European Union takes effect. Earlier, Russia announced a ban on imported Ukrainian food, also from New Year's Day, because Ukraine blacklisted many Russian banks, defense firms and airlines, in line with EU sanctions. The wide-ranging EU sanctions were triggered by Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and its support for pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. But Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied sending troops and weapons to the rebels. He says, first, we never said that none of our people were there in East Ukraine deciding some military questions, but it does not mean that a regular Russian army was there. Notice the difference. EU leaders also decided to extend the sanctions for another 6 months until mid-2016 because the Minsk deal, aimed at settling the eastern Ukraine conflict, had not been fulfilled as planned by the end of this month. Analysts say Russia views the close cooperation between Ukraine and the EU as an extension of Western influence towards its borders and a major threat to its trade and political national interests. But Svetlana Salichuk, a ruling party legislator in Ukraine, disagrees.
I don't think that we have to anyhow consider the situation in Ukraine as the sphere of legitimate interest of Moscow, Russia or any other player, big country, stakeholder in the region.
Yet Russia argues that the upcoming trade agreement between Kyiv and Brussels, known officially as the EU-Ukraine Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Area, threatens to turn Ukraine into a backdoor for cheap EU exports to Russia. It is now scrapping its preferential terms for Ukrainian exporters. Separately, the Russian government said on Monday it would take legal action over Ukraine's failure to repay a $3 billion debt. There is more bad financial news for Moscow. Ukraine's imports of Russian natural gas, for years a thorny issue in their relations, have declined to a bare minimum. Officials say Ukraine's natural gas dependency has been reduced through energy efficiency measures and diversifying energy supplies. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.